joined on the phone right now. Always great catching up with Desiree Dorian. Desiree, thank you so much for your time today. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, anytime. So let's talk about your latest tune, That's How I Know. I've been listening to this one. It's a great song. Can you tell us a little bit about your new one and kind of the story behind it and how that one came to be written?
Yeah, I wrote that one with Tyler Delpino. He's based out of Winnipeg. And we did that over Zoom. I guess it would be in the fall of 2021, maybe. And typically, at least when I approach a write, I'll come in with some ideas and some, you know, song, like title ideas and themes. And I didn't have a title for this one, but I approached Tyler and just said, you know, I'd like to write about, you know, just love being a verb and actionable items that show someone that you love them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because you can say I love you all you want, but if you're not showing somebody that you love them, then your words really don't mean anything.
Yeah.
So we were... Sure. Yeah, we spent about 3 hours just brainstorming, like what kinds of things would show, what kinds of actions would show someone that you love them, and that song was the result of that little 3-hour session.
That's cool. I love kind of hearing how songs come to be. So, is it difficult writing or co-writing over Zoom as opposed to in person? I know kind of during COVID, that was kind of, that was basically what everyone was doing. Now it's kind of just an extra tool in the toolbox that now you have that opportunity if need be. But is it different? Is it more challenging? Is it just unique writing over Zoom or FaceTime as opposed to being in person?
Yeah, it's way different. I mean, I think during COVID, we did what we had to do to just still create, right? But my preference is still very much to do it in person. And I think that you just get a better, you know, better vibe of the individual that you're writing with, especially if it's somebody that you haven't written with before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just to kind of read their body language and even just like the delay on Zoom, like there's always a bit of a delay.
Especially when you try to like play it and sing it, it's just like the music and the voice not matching up to the delay. That'd be very challenging.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So no, my preference is still definitely in person.
Yeah, no doubt, for sure. Again, joined right now by Desiree Dorian. Desiree, what's kind of 2023 looking like for you? Are you hoping to be busy playing some live shows this year, continuing to songwrite? What's kind of the rest of this year looking like for you?
All of the above. I have some fun shows coming up this summer. People can check out my website and I'll have everything posted there. But yeah, I'm writing actually. I'm looking to release a folk group's Americana project in the spring next year. So I'm actually actively writing for that right now and demoing some stuff for that next project. So it never stops, Matt.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it's good that this year looking like going to be very busy for you. And I'm not sure if you had an opportunity to play. That's how I know for a live audience. You probably have in some capacity. But what's kind of that been like for you in playing a brand new song for the first time for a live audience? What's kind of the early reaction and kind of feedback you're getting from everyone?
Yeah, I mean, I always try and play, you know, but if I'm looking at cutting a song for an album or for even as a single, I'll always try and play it in front of live audiences. And sometimes it's tough because sometimes it's hit and miss, right? Like sometimes a song will translate differently live than it will in a production. And so sometimes you get it wrong, even though you get positive feedback in the live format, it's just different. So, yeah, trial and error.
Yeah. For sure, absolutely. Desiree, you did mention that people can check out your website to kind of follow along with what you're up to. Is there kind of social media platforms as well that you post to that people can follow along, and whether it be live performances, new releases, how can people follow along with what you're up to?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook at Des Dorian. TikTok at the Desiree Dorian and Instagram at Desiree Dorian. And I'm even on Twitter at Desiree Dorian.
There you go. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know what? Well, it's awesome because I know sometimes there'd just be a kind of a one or two social media platforms that are supposed to. You're just all of them, all of the above, including TikTok, which I can't really get a handle on. I try.
I know it's tough. I call it
it's difficult.
TikTok. Yeah, no, it is. It's challenging.
I've tried a couple of times to kind of I more watch TikTok as opposed to posting my own. That's
yeah, I feel that. I feel that.
maybe I just got to be more creative. But anyways, get the topic. Desiree, I really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. Again, loving the sound of the new tune, and we wish you all the best, and I'm sure we'll catch up again very soon. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks so much for having me.